The Sentai Review, episode 117, Movie Riders. So here we are.
In Bill's living room.
Yes.
Welcome to the new... This is not quite the new recording room, but we're almost there.
Yeah, it's...
Look, I didn't want to carry shit up the stairs again, because I took the bad motherfucker box. That's enough right there.
He also told me he thought you were going to die.
Dude, I thought that's not a joke either, man. Yeah. I was like, damn... I was like, Seth, look, do we need to stop? He was like, just hold on, let us get down this motherfucking staircase.
Yeah, that's not a joke. By the way, to explain the bad motherfucker box, it is literally every fucking Game Informer, Nintendo Power, and Strategy Guide Bill has in one fucking box. And he goes, yeah, I think I might have to repack that one. And I said, really? And I kind of like picked it up for a half second. I was like, yeah, you might want to repack that one. So we moved some of the shit out and put it in my truck. And all of a sudden, I was like, he goes, well, we got enough room. We could put the stereo in. And I literally walk in and I look at it and I was like, fuck it. I got a stupid idea. And he goes, what's that? And I turn around with the bad motherfucker box. He goes, yeah, that's a dumb idea.
Then he walked slowly down that staircase.
Slowly. It was about like Vice at the very beginning of Skies of Arcadia. He kind of like picks up the box. It's like, step.
Okay. Yeah.
Step.
Yep. I'm going to tell you something.
I was like, ah, oh, fuck these goddamn stairs. Step.
Anybody that moves knows this one fact. It doesn't matter if you're moving a couch, some chairs, your entertainment stand, a TV. If you have a huge collection of games or movies, it don't
Which
matter.
Which I have none of those things, so it really wasn't a concern.
Everybody knows.
Future Scott, insert pictures that you've taken of all the shit in Bill's house.
I'll be sure to take some pictures while I'm here today.
But everybody knows that the heaviest thing in a move are books.
Dude, it's no Dragons joke.
Books. Yeah.
People would put it down and say, oh, man, that couch or that shelf or something. No, box after box after
you have
box
to think about
of
it.
Fucking books.
Comic yeah. book boxes, long boxes. Book the comic books are very thin. Very.
That was the roughest part of my move was those comic boxes. Dude, I felt like I was fucking dying.
Comic yeah. books are heavy
oh,
when you have hundreds
moving,
of them.
I was two fucking flights up.
Yeah.
Yeah. When moving them downstairs, yep. And then you had to go up half a
half flight.
Half flight because this is a half flight house.
Yeah, they call it a split level home.
Yeah. You have a split level home. And now that I've been reading, I don't have as many books as you do, but I did fill up one of my long boxes, and I went to move, and I'm like, oh, piss.
Now, all we need to do,
it's a bitch, isn't it?
We just need to get you about 30 more of them motherfuckers before you move.
God, that's a lot more. So much reading. I'm finally
so
starting
reading.
To get caught up some. But
shit, did you see that I finally have a, What?
I was just wondering, because now we're like 4 minutes in, and we still haven't said that you're a Bill, and I'm a Seth, and that's a Shane, and that's a Scott, and that's all we got today, because Nick isn't quite here yet, and here's more Sentai. But anyway,
fuck
yeah,
it,
moving Bill into the home.
I finally got a shelf up there for all my graphic novels.
I have to go up there and look.
Yeah, it's nice. It's kind of like a shelf.
I know what a shelf looks like.
It's got these things on it.
The shelf?
Kind of like these pieces of board, and I set books on top of them.
An actual shelf.
Motherfucker, are you explaining to me how a shelf works? Like, I don't know how a shelf works. I have shelves at home. I know how they work. I have stuff too, you know. Not as much as you,
yeah, but, you
but
don't
I got
have
stuff.
But you don't have a kick-ass dog like Bill does.
I don't have
Bill's dog just, like, lays around and is like, yeah, you motherfuckers are loud and obnoxious. I better shut up. I'm trying to sleep.
Really?
It's hotter than a motherfucker up in here. I'm sleeping.
he's like, fuck
yes,
this.
Bill does have a bad-as-fuck dog now.
Dude, he's very silent. There, you guys heard him. That's as loud as he ever gets.
That was perfect. Also, I'm glad we all were able to stay silent for that
long.
Good
job.
But, yes, today, because, wow, we already went a long time without even knowing, we are on the Movie Writers, so we are back on motorcycles. But this time, we got a bigger budget for the motorcycles.
Well, at the time.
Yeah, so, it's kind of true. A bigger budget at the time.
Reploid Bill, William Bush.
Seth Lovell, Sario.
Scott Action Jackson.
Shane McCree, Proto Guy.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone. Okay, so now that we've wasted almost 40 minutes in between that cut, it is time to talk about the 1992 movie Shin Kamen Rider Prologue.
Aw, but I wanted to go back to bitching about the price of steak at a restaurant.
No.
So as it says,
fine, then.
It's a prologue. It's a rebooted prologue to Kamen Rider.
Oh my God. Holy
and,
shit.
Huh. Yeah.
Damn, it's the back of Bill's head because he won't move. Oh, please go back and block that thing.
Now, the weird thing is, when I was gathering these images for this, the only thing that kept coming to my mind was a combination of Guyver meets Swamp Thing, as far as the way the guy looks.
I need to see another picture.
Yeah, I was about
but
to say,
I've
I'm
seen
probably
the live
need
action Guyver.
Yeah.
Because it was actually a really well done suit.
Yeah,
there were two of them.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
no,
it was
I was about
well
to
done.
Say, from the picture that I'm seeing here, I'm seeing Kamen Rider meets the Predator.
Next.
Well,
that's
a guy.
Well, there you go.
Shane, that's about how your eyes looked when Jeremy punched you in the nuts earlier. Eyes were completely red and bloody. You were screaming like, oh, God.
You know.
Of course, at the same time, you did say punch me in the balls. So, I mean, he's not in the wrong.
I wasn't even talking to him, though.
But you did say
but you
out
did
loud,
say it out loud.
Punch
said,
me in
the
balls.
Yeah.
Don't worry. My vengeance will be swift.
Oh, yeah, next.
Oh.
Huh. You are one ugly motherfucker.
Welcome to Earth. Sorry. I understand that was Independence Day. I'm just saying that when he said that, you're like, oh, we're quoting movies. Let me do one. No, that thing is disgusting looking. Now, I'm only wondering, like, to be fair, I've never seen a Kamen Rider, so I don't know how they what they do for the suit to go over them. That looks like a completely, like, this looks like a completely bio...
Yeah, kind of like the Guyvers.
No.
Actually, more like the villain's transformer.
I was going to say, he looks like the villain.
Yes.
Yeah.
Looks like he would be a good villain for Guyver until he gets titty blasted and then he's nothing.
Next.
Oh, my fucking Lord.
Yeah.
Big budget, huh? The fucking TV shows have better costumes than you
do. To be fair, that definitely couldn't have been done on their original budget.
Yeah, it's very
dude,
true.
I'm just saying
I think this screenshot might actually be from one of those episodes where there's like a reunion of writers too, so...
I'm not gonna lie. Oh my God.
Kill it with fire!
So is this really supposed to be Kamen Rider 1?
This is more like Kamen Rider 0.
This is more like Kamen Rider 666, but that's beside the point. See all them flames and the demon horns and...
This is more like go the fuck away, Kamen Rider. Because this thing is
next.
Disgusting. Oh my God, look at it. It looks like a retarded fucking grasshopper. Look at it.
Dude, stop talking about that chick that way.
Oh yeah, there's a chick.
Next.
Fucking really, Shane?
Oh, hugging.
Oh. Get the fuck. Away from
See,
me.
He just wants a hug.
Yeah, well, Shane, finally but, somebody.
But Shane, let him smash.
Dude. This thing, you guys cannot think that this thing looks cool. It does not. You know.
Next.
Oh my God!
Oh, decapitation.
Yeah, there's nothing cool about this guy.
Yeah.
I don't like Sub-Zero or Mortal Kombat either.
Technically, isn't that the Scorpion?
No,
no, you're right. You're right. It is. It's the Sub-Zero.
Scorpion, I think, rips out your spine from your back.
That's kind of what he's doing.
Well, you know, he literally removed head from shoulder.
He's removing the head with the spine. So,
well, that's Scorpion's technique.
No, that's Sub-Zero.
You sure?
Sub-Zero, as ridiculous as it was,
burning you alive.
In the Sega Genesis, he would grab you by the face, rip your head off, and your spine would come out with it.
Yeah, it's kind of true.
And then for some reason in the Super Nintendo, and I don't care, I'll argue with anybody, he had a cooler finishing move in the Super Nintendo where he would power up this like condensed power of ice, shoot this little orb, it would hit you, you would ice up, and he would punch you, and you'd shatter everywhere. And I thought that was way cooler.
Yep.
Sure. Removed head with spine still attached. It's pretty cool and it's bloody. But after the shock factor, I really feel like him uppercutting your frozen corpse into shattered glass is way crazier.
Which I think that carried over into the second one, didn't it?
Don't remember.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Like, I know Mortal
Kombat 1. But at
Kombat
the same time,
1,
I also know a lot of them have multiple finishers, too.
Yeah.
That's why I'm thinking. I want to say
that wasn't
Scorpion
till later.
That
wasn't until later when they started adding brutalities and all this other crap. And then
like
I think I can't remember if it was Mortal Kombat 2 or 3 where the people had like two fatalities.
I want to say it was 2. They had two fatalities because 3 they had like babality, friendship.
Oh, 3 is where that really kicked in.
Yeah, that's where all that shit really kicked in. Like, turn the characters into babies, you know, the fucking stupid
shit like
that.
The thing that used to confuse me is when you would do a friendship and you would be like, friendship, friendship, again? And I was like, we were never friends to begin with. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Toasty!
Yeah, and they'd do shit like that. But then, like I said, then they would have multiples. Like, if I remember correctly, like, Reptile would eat you and then spit out the bones, but then there'd be another one where he'd spit the acid on you.
That was Melina. She would, suck you in, and then, like, spit
Reptile,
all your bones.
Reptiles, for as cool as Reptile is, I hated his. It was dumb. He would pull his face off, and then there was, like, a lizard head, and then the lizard head would grow all big, and he'd, like, bite you.
Wasn't there one where he spit, like, acid
at
you?
Yeah, then there was the other one where he would. He'd spit the acid in the bones.
There's another one where you'd have to go... Yeah. Like, invisible to do it. You'd have to be, like, invisible, and then you put it in, and he'd do something. I can't honestly remember
and
what.
And there's one where he took his mask off, and he, like, took his tongue out.
That's what I'm talking about, yeah.
Took tongue out, took the other piece, took tongue
yep.
out.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about, where his head would, like, get bigger. He'd, like, open his mouth real wide and be like, wah, and then he'd eat your whole fucking body torso somehow.
Yeah. Either way, next!
They got retarded.
Oh, details on the
spiraling
spine?
Huh, it's mechanical.
Next!
I know Kung Fu.
I don't like
you. Alright.
I feel like they're trying too hard.
Yeah.
I feel like they got hit with the same buzz that we got hit with in the 90s. And they said, what if it was dark? And evil.
Let's make it dark and brooding
and gritty.
Yeah. What if it was really gritty? Not because it needs to be gritty, but for the sake of being gritty.
And let's make it a prequel and make it think everyone, this was what it was originally based off of.
Now, see, that's something I'm curious of. Does Prologue mean that he's Kamen Rider Zero? Or does Prologue mean he is Kamen Rider One? Like, is the movie meant to predate? Or is the movie meant to be a retelling of the first story?
Mm. Well, that might be even possible, considering that the first writer comes back later on, so... Just in a new suit.
Well, yeah, but we've already had instances where writers have shown up.
Yeah. And then there was that Kamen Rider, the first movie, as well.
I think it looks like derp.
I don't know. The only thing I could think of is since Prologue does mean, like, more of, like, the beginning chapters of something. Like, it's basically how you set up your character in a book type of thing.
So are we to believe that this thing somehow led us to Kamen Rider? Is that the idea?
Yeah,
maybe
like...
based on their rebooting at the time, but...
Well, I'm thinking it more of along the lines of that dude definitely looks like he's like an alien and is probably fighting like other mechanical aliens and shit. I'm wondering if like the bad guys, like, you know, they T2'd that shit where, oh, here's this arm and this computer chip that we wouldn't have had if the Terminator hadn't come back in the first fucking place. Let's use this to create this thing type of thing. Which next. Eventually gets you to this any fucking way. Oh.
Shin.
All right, I need a cigarette now.
Next.
I am done.
Flames.
He's cool looking, but with that, nope, I'm done.
Next. What just happened?
Here, take over tabulational device duty.
Oh, one of the villains.
Oh. Yeah, there it worked.
Looks like something out of the Attack on Titans.
Dude, he's literally the fucking swamp thing with a different fucking face.
Next.
Oh my god.
Yeah, like I said, to me it looked like a combination of Swamp Thing and Guyver.
Freaking Swamp Guyver, yeah, he's right.
Dude, this thing is awful.
Next.
Ew.
Okay, next.
Shin, Kamen Rider Shin.
Now, because his name is Shin, what was Kamen Rider 1? What was that guy's name?
Oh, I forgot.
Because if it was Shin, then that's what this is. It's a retelling. If not, then... yeah. Dude. I'm not a huge fan of what I am witnessing at all. Next. Oh, basically the same thing.
Yeah, kind of the same thing.
Next. Oh, a toy.
Yeah, an action figure. What do you mean offline?
Is that an awesome toy, Shang? Is it really, really good? No? Why
I decided to look up the first writer.
And?
His Shin is on his name.
Okay. So maybe this guy's name is a prequel. This is... next! Oh.
Yeah, the action figure.
Oh, next!
Look, there is a little predator there.
And...
What the Goro fuck?
Yeah, he can get four arms. He can change from two to four arms. I'm guessing it would be like an enraged mode or something.
Listen, man. This guy is not as bad... it's still not as bad as Stronger. But
next.
We're getting there. We're starting to find... look at this thing.
Yeah, it is looking...
this thing does not look like a fucking rider.
Next.
They're not joking. This thing looks like some kind of fucking alien. This should be just a predator. This is more like a predator movie than anything.
Next. Oh, my God.
Oh, he's holding somebody's head again.
That's great. Next.
And the transformation that we kind of saw at the beginning.
Okay, I'm going to tell you something right now. The movie, the TV shows. The TV shows. In 1971.
Look at his face. It's so good.
In 1971 is when Kamen Rider came out. 1971. And it had a better transformation than this 1992 movie.
Okay, here's the thing. Next. Well, there's a naked boy.
That's his, that's from his manga.
Right. I found a couple of the mangas on random sites, but I can't find them where they're properly translated. Mm. So they're still a hard read. Next.
And Chibi.
Next.
And here's him with some of the riders.
He sticks out so much.
He sticks out more than Stronger.
Well, it's because he doesn't belong there. If you look at everybody else, he looks so different. I mean, Stronger, yeah, he looks different too. But, like, he doesn't belong there.
Next. Yeah, that makes more sense.
That actually seems a lot more accurate. Like I said, he's got a lot of Predator in him.
Next.
With the Kermit. Sitting with Kermit playing a guitar. Because he's green.
Next.
And we're done with Shin. And we have to wait for Seth.
I can't tally anything up until he gives me a number. But I'm going to start off with Bill.
Okay, now hold on. This is suffering from one of the exact... This is a normal problem. I bet you there are people everywhere that are going to tell me how cool this was.
It doesn't matter how cool the series is. This show is completely based on cosmetic. How do you look?
No, that's fine, but look.
We just got through a
bunch. Younger
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, I figured.
Younger
I watched
guys,
a bit of it.
Because I promise you this right now, Shane.
Hi, buddy.
If you were a younger guy, you might have seen these pictures and said, dude, sweet. It's all like a monster and
it's
shit.
It's dark, man.
It's dark and gritty and grown up. And
they didn't really, man.
But that, just because it looks that way doesn't actually make it any better. Like, I think this is bad.
It is bad.
Like, this feels too forced. It doesn't fit the rest of the criteria that we've been given. He looks like he should have been a bad guy or something. Like,
I'm not going to lie to you. I honestly think that he belongs in a Predator movie.
Right.
Like, yeah. Predator could fight him. Or he could fight aliens.
Or
he doesn't
Swamp Thing.
He doesn't belong in the Kamen Rider.
He looks like he was the Japanese...
AVPVKR?
He looks like the Japanese take on the creature from the Black Lagoon.
Except poorly done.
Right.
Right.
Like, I'm not caring at all
no,
for this
I'm going to give this man a 0.5. I honestly do not like him at all. But...
Adding to the list?
No, point... Wait. Oh, that discount is a 0.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well...
You just made the list!
Do you know what happens, Kamen Rider, when you suck? Do you know what happens when you look as bad, if not worse, than stronger? Good luck. Good job with that. You just made the list! I'm going to keep doing that. I'm going to keep doing that now. I'm going to have the list of Shane.
Okay.
It's a complete copy, but I don't care. I'm going to take...
I'm at 1.
Ooh, you're a little bit more.
Well, I'm not necessarily sorry that he exists, but... If you're a fan of Kamen Rider and you've been watching all the shows and you like what Kamen Rider is, I do not feel like he fits here. He doesn't look like he belongs here.
Yeah, I know. I'm at about a 1 as well.
And you could say, oh well, it's a movie and they wanted to do something a little bigger, a little grander, and sure, that's good and fine, but couldn't you have just made the costumes look more mechanical? Like, what the fuck is that about?
Yeah.
He's in
the future.
And he has like a werewolf transformation-esque thing where, like, his eyes go red and his fucking face, like, you know, creeps out and...
Yeah.
He's a movie monster.
Yeah.
He doesn't belong here.
Well, that means I'm going to be very, very gracious on this. 3.
Really? You think he's basic to Kamen Rider?
To a precursor to the first Kamen Rider.
Okay, I mean, it's your score,
yeah,
but
I'll
kind
of give you that, but... Yeah.
I don't feel like he belongs here.
So, okay, he got a 1.375, so a 1.38 for that guy.
All right.
1.38 for Shin.
Then we go on to 1993 movie Kamen Rider Zio. That's a Z and an O, by the way.
Should we wait for the Shane to come back down?
Nah.
Yeah.
I went outside to smoke, and holy shit.
Much better.
Yeah.
Much way better. Fucking better. That is a Kamen Rider.
Yeah, that is definitely at least a 3.
Series.
Yeah, that is what we've been reviewing. That is what we've seen since 1970-something.
Yeah.
That's
Kamen
right.
Rider.
That's a Kamen Rider. Next. Oh, he's fine.
Yeah.
He's fine. We haven't seen the rest of him, to be fair. We haven't seen the rest of him.
We've seen
next.
Lines on an outfit.
Oh, dude, that's a hardcore
bike. I'm fine with him. I like his motorcycle.
Yeah.
I like his motorcycle. Uh-oh. I like him. He's pretty armored. He's got I kind of like these To me, they're yellow. Yellowish lines. They might not be for you guys, but that's what I see.
No, you're right. They are. They're yellowish.
And I actually
don't
mind this red thing down here either, where like his morpher would have been.
Okay, I'm back.
The belly button glow thing.
Yeah.
Well, look at that.
I don't hate the fact that he stole Cell's mouth and like recolored it.
Yeah.
You see what happens?
Dude, I'm just digging on that fucking bike. The fact that he has an actual fucking motorcycle, the fact that it's a street cycle for one, and two, the fact that it looks like the exact same street cycle that I would make in almost every single Saints Row game. Anytime I would steal a fucking motorcycle, I'd be like, yep, making it look almost like that.
Actually,
only green.
My bike was very close to that.
Yeah.
I used to ride it down the highway, and I used to take people's chains on Road Rash 2, and I'd be like, rah, and I'd hit people. It's fucking sweet. fucking Shane says, now, Bill, when you said that you had a motorcycle, I thought you meant a real motorcycle.
I've known your ass for a decade, and in that time, I have never seen your ass on a bike. But I did miss.
No, I've seen him ride a bike once.
I didn't get the score for the last one because I was using the restroom, but
1 point something.
The reason why I gave it a 0.5 is, you know what? Now that I thought about it, because Seth said something, he's not a rider. There was no bike. There was no indication that he was a goddamn rider.
That's another thing, too. Yeah, where the fuck was that guy's bike?
There was no indication that he was a
fucking
common rider.
Common walker?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was thinking of like a terrible joke, but I didn't want to go there.
I was kind of going to say common runner, but I mean.
Common runner? Common walker?
I'm just saying that.
Common
that,
jogger?
That was awful.
He's jog man.
You want to get real, you look at that. You look at Shin's picture during the first part of his transformation. He's look like common stalker.
Now, what happens when one thing fails and you put a little creativity? There's a dash of creativity in your overall product.
Dude, this is just an evolution from the last TV series.
But it's fine.
Yeah, but it's fine.
It works.
But look,
he looks great.
You know what?
He looks like a rider.
He
has a motorcycle.
He has a motorcycle.
And he's here in a city setting that looks more to the idea that we've seen for the last 30 years.
Does he have a very simple design? Most definitely. But here's the thing I've been telling everybody since we started the show. Simple works.
Yeah, sometimes you don't need to go overboard with it.
Yeah,
too much detail,
because
he's bad.
He's partly simple, but like a good portion of the design, like the golden interlay in that.
That is
actually a good design. Like, it's not over the fucking top.
You're right. It does have a little bit, but it's still basically a very simple design.
Yeah.
His helmet, I love that helmet. I love that fucking helmet.
Yeah.
You know, the gold interlace with the black, it works.
Golden black is a proved color scheme.
Yeah.
It's a proven color scheme. It does work.
Black and gold surprisingly go very well together. I mean,
and amazingly, the red works with both the black and
the
gold.
Say black
for his
goes,
eyes and his shit.
They say black goes with anything, and I guess that's true.
They also say that
white can go with anything.
They say but
a proven color scheme is black and gold. It always is appealing on almost anything they slap
it on. Now, wait, is it black and gold? Or is it? Never mind.
Don't you do it.
I will take the dog's bone and beat you to death with it.
If you're going where
he's not going to eat it any goddamn way. He's just trying to get all the cheese
you're
shit
going,
out from
if
the
you're,
center
if you were
of
going
it.
Where I think you were going, which I don't know because I'm going somewhere when you said, is it gold?
He was going with that stupid fucking dress.
Yeah, that dress where everybody argued over what color it actually was.
Oh, you and me? We got to that fork in the road? Completely different directions we went. I was thinking of a song.
Next.
Vroom, vroom.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is a little goofy on the bike here.
Listen, we saw it from a side and kind of back view.
True.
Yeah, but compared to other riders' bikes, that's about on par.
Right.
Listen.
Looks better than the Darkwing Duck rider bike.
Yeah.
With the fucking beak.
And to be fair, He does have better attire for riding a bike.
Yeah,
he's not wearing Nami sandals and a loincloth.
Yeah. So now that we're in the light, and he's not in a fucking parking garage, it looks like he's wearing green and yellow now.
Yeah, he does. He has a lot more green.
It's a really dark forest green kind of color.
Because it looked like black and gold, but like I said, he was in a parking garage.
Yeah.
So now that
either way, it still goes together.
Next.
Oh, there it is.
Oh yeah.
Good. Good. Punch him right through the friggin' chest. Good.
Okay. Now that we got a clear look at the back of his back, that is green and gold.
Yeah, it's green and gold. It's a very dark green.
If he steps dark.
He steps inside, Ooh. He almost becomes black.
I like it still.
Ooh.
What's wrong?
The only thing that I'm noticing is if you look at the back and how it's kind of detailed, it almost looks like the back of the bat suit. But, like, the bat nipple back suit.
Talking about the bat ass?
Yeah.
He might have a common bug ass.
Well, if you think about the time period, this is early 90s.
No, this is 95, you said?
No, 94. 94. I believe.
Yeah.
We're
getting towards the mid-90s.
Yeah, so it's like mid.
No, we might be 93.
During that,
I will check.
During that time.
93.
During
93,
that time,
sir.
Remember, okay. Japan, just like we do sometimes, Japan takes our comic book characters and does something with them. This could have been an inspiration from Batman. I mean, there were a bunch of Batman movies going on in the 90s. Awful ones.
Awful ones?
Yeah.
He says awful ones.
I'm sorry. Tim Burton's first movie was 89. That was a good movie. Everything in the 90s sucked. I'm sorry.
Arguable.
Everything in the 90s sucked.
The Crow is the 90s.
Okay, no. When it comes to Batman, let me specify.
Okay, yeah.
I
do not like
There's
Batman Returns.
There's a weirdness to Returns, but believe it or not, I like the weird sociopath coming up from the sewer, scary Danny DeVito penguin.
I don't like the fact that Michael Keaton looks like he's just there to get a paycheck.
Let's be honest.
To be fair,
he was
there to get a paycheck.
He had more energy in the first movie than he did in that second movie.
They wanted to explore the psychological aspect of Batman in the second film, which is why they gave him a monster to fight.
And to be fair, you're also ragging on all of the Batman movies from the 90s. And if memory serves, wasn't 99 when Bat and the Sun started doing their shit? Wasn't it somewhere around there?
Wait. Wasn't the Mask of Phantasm also in 90s?
Yeah.
Mask of the Phantasm is in the 90s.
I almost don't count it.
Because the live-action Batman movies.
Yeah.
Because you have Forever. You have...
Batman and Robin.
Which is actually the worst Batman movie. I will sit there and I will watch Adam West. I thought that was awful. I'm sorry. Anybody that likes the Adam West Batman, I thought it was terrible. Well, I will watch it before Batman and Robin.
Why?
As cheesy as Adam West was, with his kapow, kablam, all that bullshit, and all of his retarded inventions, bat ladder? It's not a ladder, it's just a ladder.
Most
putting a sign.
Is a bat ladder.
And shark repellent bat spray? Stupid as fuck.
So good.
They couldn't. Batman and Robin was so.
The Bat card.
Credit card alone is the worst fucking thing ever.
Bat nipples.
So you honestly think that the Uma Thurman, stupid Bane, and
it's because
and Mayor Cold, you think that
it's
these
because the cliche, of Batman cliche. And Robin?
Now just listen. You think. You think that Uma Thurman, Stupid Bane, and Mayor Cold...
The cold puns.
Governor Cold. We'll call him Governor Cold.
Yeah.
You think that those are worse villains than Pizza on Right Side of Face Man and Green Tracksuit ?
Because of the...
And Eggman.
Because of the time period? That was the 60s. Because of the time...
No, it wasn't.
King Tut?
The fucking
no, we're not no. talking about that. You just said...
He's talking Tommy Lee Jones, fucking Two-Face, running around with fucking Riddler, who's goddamn Jim Carrey. Because
I will argue that the Riddler and Two-Face are worse villains.
Yeah.
when you bring,
than Governor Cole.
When you're bringing in... Actually, okay, because, I don't know about because that. The I mean, Mr. Freeze suit didn't look terrible. It was bad, just not terrible. Uma Thurman as Poison Ivy.
It's not a terrible choice. I mean, there's no offense, but there's hotter women that they could have got.
It was a decent choice. It was played awful.
Yeah. I was going to say, Tommy Lee Jones as Two-Face was an interesting idea.
My biggest problem?
I can't.
It's because
of interesting idea. Look. Billy Dee Williams.
That would have been fucking tremendous.
Yes, that would have been nice. Have him carry over as Harvey Dent from the fucking,
first one.
From the first couple of movies. Yeah, that would have been all right.
He wasn't even in The Returns, was he?
Yeah, he was.
Billy Dee Williams?
Yeah, I could have sworn he was.
Huh.
I could have sworn he was still running for mayor because fucking,
As far as
they,
I, as far
at least
as
they
I know,
make mention of him.
They might make mention of him, but as far as I know, I would have to rewatch that movie.
I never saw
Billy Dean Williams, I don't think, is in Return.
I think he might have been out by the second film, but I
no, you're
honestly,
right.
I cannot
I think he
remember,
was, yeah.
guaranteed.
But Batman and Robin is the worst Batman movie. There's many reasons why I believe it's the worst Batman movie. And the reason why I believe that is because of that fucking movie, growing up, I always thought Bane was an idiot. I never knew Bane was this intelligent fucking... awesome fucking villain until fucking...
Well, also
but
the,
you were okay with
mommy,
dancing...
Mommy thing. Dude.
You were okay with dancing Two-Face?
No.
And Giddy Riddler?
Give me a second. I have a complete opposite thinking that you have. I thought Tommy Lee Jones was an awful casting job for Two-Face.
Fucking horrible.
Yeah.
He could not
horrible.
Do it.
Horrible.
Now, Jim Carrey has that comedic fucking presence. But he.
But the Riddler is not a joke.
I don't. Yeah. And I'm sorry. I didn't like that because I'm biased. I hate Edward Nygma.
Yeah, to me,
I do not like the Riddler.
Was more too over the top.
Okay, but let's be honest. Your association with Edward Nygma
comes from
Adam West and this movie. And a little bit of the animated series.
Yeah, I was about to say, and some animated series,
but
not
I will,
much.
No, I told you before, when I watched that movie, when I watched the 60 Batman series and the movie, I didn't like that Riddler. Actually, out of all the characters I wanted to punch in the face so badly, it was him. Still think he did a better job than Jim Carrey. Sorry. You gotta think of the time period. It's the 60s, man. They made it work.
Well, then,
I give credit where credit is due. I don't
like...
Yeah,
but you're also viewing... You also view... You just don't get the joke. You hate that Batman film because you don't seem to understand what they were doing.
Yeah.
That's not supposed to be serious. The Adam West stuff, it is supposed to be like cheesecake humor.
But here's the thing. Batman Forever, Batman and Robin... I think we're cheesier than Adam West stuff. And Adam West...
See, I misreferenced. What is that fucking buzz noise?
That would be my phone. Our buddy Spencer's calling me.
Oh.
I will
so
call him back.
Checking mine, too, in case it was that.
So anyways, the Adam West show is really clever, cheeky comedy. Like, the reason everything is labeled... That's part of the joke. Like, Batman is so fucking stupid that he has to put a bat label on everything.
I think my problem with it... I didn't have a...
And then he'll take out a set of binoculars somehow from his belt. He'll open a thing and take them out, and it'll be like these big, giant, like, military binoculars. He'll look, and then he'll, like, put them back in that tiny belt. And the next scene, they're just gone, and you're like, now wait the fuck a minute.
I think my problem with... The Adam West.
Oh, and
series.
You also noticed that he could take a rope out of that little side compartment that fits on his skinny-ass waist, and he could throw it. He just spins it like four times, like one, two, three, four, throw, and he throws a grappling hook, and then he climbs.
Him like and Robin.
Like a 14-story building.
Yeah.
You got a hell of an arm, Skinny West.
And with the occasional guest star popping out.
Yeah, it's meant to be a joke. I think you've always taken it more seriously than you're supposed to.
The biggest thing is, though, is that because I grew up with serious Batman.
Yes.
Went back to cheesy Batman. That's probably what my biggest problem was. But I give credit where credit is due. because I know the era, and now I know that it was to be taken as a joke, there are things I don't like about it. I don't like Robin. I don't punching your hand repeatedly. You're not a tough guy.
He's a hard ass.
But you know what we don't like?
You can't beat Bruce Lee in a fight.
Oh, he so did.
No, we didn't. It was a tie.
Stalemate.
And no.
Martial arts. Yes. Robin is a prodigy.
Let's look back at that footage. I remember Kato kicking the side of fucking Robin's face.
But he wasn't just fighting Robin and Batman. There was those goons there as well, so.
Okay, let's be honest. That is motherfucking Bruce Lee. He can take the entire fucking room.
But he's being paid not to, though.
He's being paid not to.
Yeah.
Do you know how hard that is? Knowing you walk into a room, look around, and be like, I can take every one of them, but I've got to hold back.
But remember, Burt Ward did have some karate experience.
Some.
And that means nothing to the prodigy that was fucking Bruce Lee.
Actually, as far as we know, Bruce Lee might have been able to help Robin a little bit.
Man, if that fight had played out, Bruce Lee would have ended that fight in less than 3 seconds.
Yeah.
Less than 3 seconds. Robin would have been like, oh, look, Batman, that's that Kate. And Batman would have been like, oh, my God.
And I would have looked at Batman and be like, you want to go again? You want to go? I just knocked the piss out of your sidekick.
Yeah. He'd have literally, like, crossed the room in half a second, punched his face, punched his stomach, kicked his face, tripped his leg, and turned to Batman. And Batman would be like, well, damn.
I'm sorry. Green Hornet was not the hero. It was
no.
Kato.
Yeah. Held to the no on the Green Hornet.
Now, I will give you have to Green the Hornet. To Green Hornet does have does have boxing background.
This is true.
And he knows how to fight. But
except for the new movie version, the newer movie.
That is Seth Rogen.
I will say I watched that movie recently and I do enjoy that movie, but that's not Green Hornet.
That is Seth Rogen pretending he's Green Hornet and he sucks.
So, next, cuz
we spent
like
20 fucking minutes talking Batman.
But they know us
Bruce
by
Lee,
now.
So
yeah,
care.
No shit.
They know us.
Next.
Look at that.
By the way, free plug, Bruce Lee movie coming out on Friday.
Oh my God, dude.
Go see
I want to see that shit.
I
do.
Know.
I want so bad to see that shit.
As long as they do justice, then yeah.
Next.
They will, from what I've seen,
Falcon.
Like the actual movie clips and shit.
Next.
Yeah, they did him justice.
What the fuck is... Okay, even that still looks cool.
It's fine.
Lower
Next.
Than the last guy. That still looks cooler than the last guy.
Next.
That is awesome.
Nice.
Oh, man, that has a Casher Sin feel.
Yeah, I like how he's really crazy, like, skinny. Like, there's something creepy and awesome about it.
I don't know why. The second that popped up, Casher and Sin feel. That's what I got from it.
I think it's like the fingers and the way that his shoulders were. But
there
that
was
fucking
a CD game based on this guy.
Oh, for fuck's sakes,
Phil.
But anyway, no. Yes. That last picture literally reminded me of all the little goons from that Lupin movie.
What's that, Shane?
It looks like a Medusa.
I know, it's awesome.
Bill, you have a Sega CD.
I do have
Find
a
this game.
CD.
Find this game.
But a bit of a warning, Bill. This game is similar to the Power Rangers game.
Man, fuck on them. That's bullshit. That means it's a quick time event movie. The Power Rangers game was just a horrible FMV. I need to stress the horrible.
But
it's a horrible FMV, and like an arrow would appear on the screen, and if you didn't hit it, you lost the game.
But then again, this would also count as a English dub.
I played Sewer Shark. I got the gist of horrible. I got the gist on horrible.
Next.
Shorter version of it.
Okay. Yeah. Next.
What's his name?
Masaru?
Yeah, I believe it's Masaru.
Okay. You know what? I'm okay with it. I'm fine with it.
Next. Now you can really tell the green on this image.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Look at that. He really did take it from Batman. He's got a common ass.
He's got bug butt. Next.
Oh, he's got that bug butt!
What is that thing? That looks like Yusuke Urameshi.
Yeah, it kind of does. Next.
Sadly, that kind of looked like it should have been like a pop figure for that last image.
Right, right.
Like, I was like, I would buy that.
You know what?
I'm very solid on this guy.
I'm going to give this guy a 3.7.
I'm at a 4.
3.7 for
me. I think he's really solid. I like his design a lot.
3.5.
Yeah, I'm at about a 4.3.
All right.
And what do you get?
3.88.
All right, Shane, let's test your intuition. Uh-oh. 1994. Movie, Kamen Rider J, better or worse?
Because of what we do, I'm going to go with worse.
All right.
I'm going to go with better.
Oh, we got a 50-50. Oh, piss. You win.
It's close to about the same,
can't
actually.
Can't tell yet.
Can't tell yet, but J. I can already tell you right now,
Mr.
he's not
J.
bad. He's not bad at all.
Next.
I like the helmet. It's similar to the last one.
Next.
Okay, there you go.
Okay, he is a little bit worse than the last guy, yes.
Yeah, I do think so.
Yeah.
Okay,
I guess it depends on, everybody's going to have an opinion, to be fair, but next.
I mean, don't get me wrong, like, I know for you guys, you wouldn't be big on it, but I mean, it did kind of look more like wrestling attire in that last one.
And you mean that fucking,
I think one of the
that
things
weird
that,
spandexy shit that some of them
it
wear?
Looks more like
I'm
pants.
Thinking more along the lines
look,
of like Seth Rollins shit.
I don't mean to ruin this real quick, but I don't.
Oh, yeah, that fucking.
I'm not trying to shit on him, but I don't like the fact that I could tell he's wearing pants.
His pants remind me of fucking Kevin Nash.
Those are, without a doubt, pants.
So, yeah, he's wearing like Kevin Nash fucking vinyl pants with like a Seth Rollins fucking. Want to be a Power Ranger fucking vest on.
The fact that now I understand the wrestling references, I get it now.
Next.
Yeah.
What is that?
He's got a thing.
Dude, that's awesome. Is that like a flying grasshopper?
Looks like a grasshopper.
Locusts usually fly.
Next.
I mean, don't get me wrong, grasshoppers can fly, because that's how they make the noise, is rubbing the wings and shit.
I don't know why, but this looks goofy.
Technically, it's both.
Okay. Oh, we have to see all of it before we can judge the bike.
I'm looking at the way he's riding the bike, and it looks goofy.
No, because, look, the faceplate on that bike looks exactly the same fucking thing as the last one did.
We watched a guy ride a literal grasshopper bike.
Yes, but... look at how straight up this dude's sitting, how straight back. And look at these side mirrors. There's something goofy about this image,
man. Those are called mirrors.
Yeah.
No, those look like, well.
You have to be able to see. I think those are mirrors.
No,
I'm almost
thinking those are hand guards for
this
while he's fucking rubbing
the
bike. Okay, you know what?
Shit, dude.
If you look at his left arm, you can clearly, yeah, you're right. It's hand, they look like mirrors for a second.
Next. Yeah.
There's his bike.
Oh, my God. Look at
that.
I've seen worse, but I've seen better.
Yeah. I don't hate it. I don't think it's actually magnificent, but I don't hate it.
Next.
Hey!
Yeah, it doesn't look like an actual full...
bug?
No, the bike style...
Oh, instead of looking like an actual fucking motorcycle,
it's dirt
back to looking more like a dirt bike.
A lot of them
have
been
more
dirt bikes.
To the dirt bike, but not exactly dirt bikes.
So. Yeah, he's probably more in like the 150cc or whatever the high class
is. The tires can tell you a lot about it. I'm not going to sit here and tell you guys that I know I'm a fucking motorcycle genius.
Neither am I.
Those tires look a lot like what come off a dirt bike.
Yeah.
Next. Vroom, vroom.
Wait a minute. Zoom in on that wheel. Vroom. Like the wheel itself.
It looks like a bicycle wheel.
It looks like the fucking bicycle thing is literally like, you know, in like the old Tom and Jerry cartoons where like the fucking, the car would explode and then they're stuck like holding on to a wheel to continue to move forward.
Right.
It literally looks like that's what the quote bug is doing, is holding on to the fucking wheel to keep his ass moving. It's kind of nifty, but at the same time, it's kind of like, eh.
Like
so far, this dude, everything he's done has been like 50-50 for me.
Next.
Koji?
Koji. as Jay.
You know, like I said, he is a step down from the last guy, but not like a great
deal.
Yeah,
but not, yeah, it's not huge. It's like maybe a half a step down.
I think Bill said that he has depends on. This guy's really happy.
Oh, for God's sake.
You've got to stop zooming into people's
in on
faces.
The guy's face.
You gotta stop doing that, Bill. He's very happy we get it.
I thought your dumbass was about to do the same thing you always do and keep going into eyes until it's nothing but a pixel. I was hoping like, you son of a bitch, I'm going to slap you.
I'm wondering what the fuck that's about.
That
thing behind the guy on the right here.
They took an ant. They took a rock. Ant rock.
Next.
Ah, he has a camera. So you're a photographer?
Wait a second.
What? What?
Hold on. Back.
Okay.
Koji.
What are you...
Who is this actor?
God damn it, now you're going to make me look shit up.
You think he looks familiar?
Is that Geki?
Oh!
It might be.
I heard he was one of the writers.
Shane.
If he's Geki, he gets more points. I know we're a cosmetic. This is a cosmetic show, and we only base off the suit. But sometimes we take a couple liberties.
I am really, really curious.
If this man is Geki, that's amazing. And I will give this guy, I'll give this guy an extra point on my score.
It's been a while, but man, he seems unbelievably familiar to me.
He looks familiar.
He looks to me, I don't know, I'm really curious, man.
Well, keep going while he's looking it up.
Next.
I can't see your head's in the way.
Hey, listen.
Oh my God, that's what it reminds me of. That, yeah. Oh my God, he's got a navy.
Nope on that. Next.
Nope. Oh. I'm whispering things in your ear. I know who you were. I don't think I would like that.
I've seen this guy.
First off, if I'm going to tell you something right now. Amanda would have a big problem with that. If she was a common rider and she had to have a bug as a partner and it landed on your shoulder, she'd be like,
ah! Be awesome!
Bill. She would try hey, to Bill! Oh.
What?
Geki!
Told you! That's fucking common rider Geki!
Dude, you get more points. I'm going to go ahead and say that that is awesome.
Next.
Oh, please. Being experimented on.
We know where this is going.
That's some weird-ass things grabbing him.
Next.
And they're glowing now. Even more weirder.
Next.
And here he is changing.
Infinitely better than the first guy.
Yeah, oh, my God.
Infinitely better.
Oh, my God. Yes, next.
What?
Something is happening.
He becomes a giant.
Is he a giant?
No, it looks like he jumped in the air.
No, I think his foot is on the ground.
Actually, what I was reading, I think he has some form of ability like this. I want to say they said it's something along the lines of like, because he shares like one of the same abilities as like Ultraman is what they were fucking saying. But I can't remember if it was like jumping knee strike, or if it was like grow big or something weird, I can't
angle,
remember.
Because of the angle we're at, it does look like he's flying.
No, I'm pretty sure. Look, his foot is on the ground.
Yeah.
He could be a big guy. What? That's kind of.
I mean, it is Geki. I mean, maybe he learned how to, you know, make my monster grow.
Next.
Here he is with his pet Navi. I mean, Grasshopper.
Next.
I'm going to.
Jay.
Really, guys?
That's so. I'm sorry, that's too gimmicky.
That's
so dumb.
That's too forced.
That so dumb.
Considering the fact that, like we had already compared, a good portion of his outfit looks like wrestling gear, that's kind of, yeah, that's definitely
next.
Gimmick. Not quite Newton gimmick, but you know. I figured
for
I'd give
second,
you that
I thought
chance
he was
to throw that reference
finger.
In, Scotty.
Yay.
Yes, we get you. You're Jay. Got
Next.
It.
Next.
And we're done.
Peace.
So
I'm going to get, because it's Geki, I gave the last guy a 3.7. And this guy, what his costume was a little bit worse. So a 3.5.
I think he's basic. I'm at about 3.2. I don't hate this guy. I don't think he's like the other dude was, but man.
The other dude was better, but Geki really helps.
I was surprised to see that he was Geki. I mean, it took me a second. I was like, that first picture, I was just laughing because it was so bad.
Because he's so smiling and
but
stuff.
But that second picture, I was like, wait a second. I know that guy.
Yeah. I'm going to be honest, man. You listeners at home can't see, but Geki was this guy right here, my Red Ranger.
Oh,
hat.
Well, here, let me go ahead and I'll basic math the fuck out of this. I got a 3.8 on that, so that gives that man a 3.5.
3.5 for Jay.
All right.
And now for the trilogy images.
See, you two don't look bad. You actually look kind of cool standing there. I don't care about the Navi-looking guy.
Thing.
I don't really
care. Next.
Oh, my God. You ruin everything, ugly
look,
fuck.
You fucking stronger.
Don't belong here.
Yeah. You stronger, and who the fuck's the other one? All need to go to Bullshit Mountain. And,
oh, the Gangan G?
Yeah, no, not Gangan, because Gangan sucks, but he's not that terrible. Who's the other actual writer?
Gangan made the list. The list of shame.
Yeah, he did make the list, but he's still not as terrible as, like, fucking Stronger, and I can't think of the other
stronger
one.
Stronger made the list.
Oh, Z-Cross, that's right. So, yeah, so fucking Stronger, Z-Cross, and you know, all need to go sit atop Bullshit Mountain by
Z-Cross
yourselves.
Z-Cross wasn't bad. If I recall.
I kind of wish I had stupid money.
I think
if
everybody.
No. See, because stupid money is where I have money that I can just throw the fuck away.
On stupid shit?
On stupid shit.
That's why it's called
because
stupid money?
What I would do is I would make another show on top of our show. And what it would be is I would build like a castle set, like an evil castle set. Mm-hmm. And every time we come across something like that guy, I would buy his costume so that we could do skits with him having to hang out with all the other guys we've shit on. So, like, he would be hanging out with Ball and Cup Zord. And he'd be like, he'd fucking walk in there, and the guy'd look over, and he'd be like, what the fuck? And he'd be
literally,
like, yeah. Yeah, I'm down here.
You know, now that I look at you, guy, you are not the worst thing that we have ever seen. Cup and Ball guy might literally be the worst thing we've ever seen.
Next.
Okay.
That's cool now.
Yeah,
but still
that's cool now,
there.
But yeah. Dude. Oh, God.
What?
Look at the fucking mouth on dipshit. Yoshimitsu!
Oh, now you ruined Yoshimitsu.
Yeah, I know. Damn you, brain, why must you think of shit? Good, keep his ass in the back and blurry.
Now, to be fair, I would have switched the other two because the guy in the middle is the better one.
All right.
But you know what? I don't care because both of you guys got relatively close scores, in my opinion.
Yeah, and like I said, with Jay, I'm not hating on him. It's just color scheme of going for like a bright blue with like a, you know, kind of like a darker navy leathery looking. It's like, you could have gone with another color scheme, but it's not fucking terrible.
You don't look like the fucking Swamp Thing standing in
next.
The... And we're back.
Okay.
Hey, look at that.
Well, Bill.
And on the plus side, there's no Rangers to compare to because these are movie writers.
And
it's true. There's
on the
only
plus
one thing we could compare these to.
And that's the movie Rangers.
The movie Rangers is what we'd have to compare them to.
Yep.
So if we did that, just why the fuck not?
Okay. Wait, what year was the
95.
95.
95 wasn't one.
This goes
92?
93, 92, 93, 94.
Yep.
Close enough.
So it would be before, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're not.
However,
we're
at
not
the same time, here's something hilarious. We've hit the hour mark right.
No.
Almost. We got like fucking 40 more seconds less than.
You're literally going to play this out?
Yes, I'm literally going to play this out. Because we had a fucking 20-minute conversation about Batman. We had a 5-minute conversation about moving your ass into your new home. And we still didn't hit the fucking
hour
mark.
Well, to be fair, while we're waiting for the hour mark. Comparing the two, Ryder. That's Shane's opinion. Yes, there was one bad writer.
Sure, I'd say...
Hold up. Okay, let's do it this way. Shane.
Yes.
Bad writer versus movie costumes.
Damn. He's just
fucking deer in the headlights, man. Just wide-eyed like, oh, God.
You fucked me.
Shane, it's Christmas morning.
I don't... Dude, that means I'm on the naughty list. Oh, my God. I'm going to
All right, hold on.
He's like, I'd rather get coal.
Shane, let's make it easier.
No, but really, let's do this. Just for the sake of not... It doesn't go towards our score, because it's not fair.
So let's just say the trilogy, the Kamen Rider movie trilogy right here, against the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers
the trilogy.
And we will give you all three of the costumes, too. So the pre-losing the powers... The ninja suits, and then the after gaining it, so it has the new fucking emblem.
So you got those ranger suits. Step one, they're versing
these three riders.
Okay, yeah, the beginning of MMPR.
I think they smash stupid green bug man.
Yeah,
you know
that's easy.
I hate to say it.
I think the second guy. What is that? Zio.
Yeah, Z-O.
I think he wrecks them. I think he looks...
Yeah, he
the
wrecks
The only guy that comes close
all
is Tommy. Tommy's costume comes close to being as cool, but I think he etches it out just barely ahead.
Okay.
But I think that Tommy's costume is easily superior to the third guy.
Right.
But when I still say that etches ahead, because we're still dealing with the weird rubber guard plate, like...
But I thought it...
I say the ninja suits beat that third... The fucking the J. I think the ninja suits beat him, but the actual normal fucking movie suits, nah.
Okay, I'm going to tell you. Here's mine.
Nah.
You ready? Because that Predator... I'm not calling him a rider because I didn't see a bike. Because of that Predator-looking guy, looked awful. I mean, if I wanted Swamp Thing, I can get Swamp Thing.
And if you want a Guyver, you can find Guyver.
I can get Guyver.
But you can't get Swamp Thing, Creature from the Black Lagoon, and the Predator all in one
movie
thing.
Movie wins that battle.
Yeah, it hurts so much. Ninja costumes that they got, they're basic. I'm still going with Ryder on that one. And then at the end, I'm picking Ryder.
So Ryder wins your vote.
Yes.
Where are you at?
Ryder wins.
Ryder wins your vote.
Like that first guy, like you said, he gets decimated as fuck.
Yes, yes.
But the other two, I feel like...
They were good enough...
Yeah, they're good enough.
...to pass.
Yeah.
And that's my thing.
They're basically dragging his alien body, dead alien body, across the finish line. Whereas the fucking ninja costumes have to carry two paintball outfits with them.
Literally? Jay and Z... What was the second guy?
Z-O
and J. Their backs are tired from carrying that first guy's ass all over the place.
Yeah.
Where are you at? So far, they would give two Ryder here.
For me, we could be looking at our first time.
Yeah.
I'd say the normal type of costume, I'd give it to the Power Rangers over the Riders.
Oh.
The ninjas, I'd have to give to compare against the riders. I'd give it to the riders
easily. Yeah, I'm with you there. Those ninjas don't stand a fucking chance. Those costumes are awful.
Yeah, so for me, it's a bit of a toss up. So,
where are you leaning more on though?
Yep, where are you going? Who are you picking?
It doesn't matter if you're only leaning like a percentage towards something; it still wins it.
Riders,
you get man.
Wow, so yeah, we don't have a tie.
I'm the only one. I'm going with Morphin. The reason...
Oh, you better have a damn good reason.
There is a reason. Ninjas, let's take the ninjas out of the equation, and let's take that stupid green mass of dumb out of the equation.
Okay, I will do that.
All right, fair enough. All right.
You got rid of the two worst parts.
As far as I'm concerned, say what you will... Those Mighty Morphin costumes do not look that bad.
They're the costumes that should have been in the series instead of the glitter.
Yeah, they're way better than fucking glitter. I believe that those are armored costumes. For as cheap as we've seen padded Z Cross, and he's a fucking metal robot man.
Yeah.
And you would
shit, we've seen Stronger, who basically is running around with the fucking exact same floaty that you put around your 2-year-old to make sure that they don't drown in the pool.
Like, but see, there's two writers. One of them is okay. One of them is cool. One of them is Geki, but his costume really hurts him. I don't like his extra pad. I don't care for his... If I have to be critical, I don't care for the fact that I can tell he's wearing pants. Like, pants. I don't know why, but that bothers the hell out of me. He's the only writer wearing pants.
Kamen Rider J want pants, too.
Yeah. So that looks really strange to me, and it's offsetting. And because you now have 5 costumes... versus 2 costumes, and one of the costumes falls short, the other guy doesn't beat out everything, because Tommy's costume, I think, looks really cool. Those helmets on the Rangers are phenomenal. They look great. That's not an exaggeration. And the fact that they finally fixed the Kimberly and the Kimberly problem, where she had a dress and the other one did not, and that always caused us to be like, what in the fuck's that? They fixed that.
Nobody wears
the skirt.
Yeah, they just ended up with the tit guard.
I'm actually leaning towards the Rangers because, quite frankly...
Bill, I give you a lot of shit. Everybody has their own opinion. Whether, you know, your opinion's wrong, but it doesn't matter. It's your opinion. But Riders win 3-1. So...
They do.
You do realize that until we get to... The Rangers that we thought were amazing looking, Riders are going to win this battle.
Well, this one isn't official. So.
This one's not official.
Yeah, this one's not official.
Last time we did it, Rangers only won twice.
Yeah, we're just trying to pad our time here.
Yeah, we were just playing.
And
on
now
that
we have, we're over an hour,
and there's 2 bitches in the house sleeping. Anyway,
we're out of here.
He's a male dog.
Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.